I'm just gonna come right out and say it. From Game of Thrones to Damsel, I think I need me my own dragon. I think every female, like every lady in this world, needs her own dragon, because what the fuck? It's like, who needs a Prince Charming in this generation? Not me. No, I need a nice dragon. I woke up this morning and my whole TikTok feed was people who are like having baby lions, baby tigers, like wildcats, and how they are growing up. Or this ad for this new Damsel movie. And I was like, okay, since I can't get me a lion or a tiger or even a dog, I'm going to watch the Damsel movie. You know, settling for less at first, but I promise you we didn't settle for less, because this movie was so good. Like, I watch a lot of movies and I've noticed, like, it was so bad that of recent I've actually stopped watching recent movies. Like, if you check most of the movies that I've been watching now, all, like, almost every single one of them are older movies. I'm talking about, like, I just finished watching this Rosemary's Baby, which I think is like 1990 something, and that was so much more interesting compared to the shit we're watching now. And that movie was fucked up. Well, if you want to talk about Rosemary's Baby, let me know. It was iconically one of the founders of the horror movie genre as we know it. And you all know I love me a good horror movie. But yeah, hey guys, it's about to rain. How are you doing? How's your day going? I'm just starting. How was your night? Hope you had or are having an amazing and a beautiful day today. For those of you who don't know this, my name is Praise. I am currently tuning to Creepypasta with Praise. This is obviously not a creepypasta. This is a fictional movie that just came out. It's called Damsel, starring everyone's favorite Millie Bobby Brown, which I heard she's either engaged or married. Like, isn't she a fucking child? But yeah, this video is sponsored by Rewarded View. If you are on your phone and you're looking for a way to make quick money, head over to Rewarded View. Unfortunately, it's only on. Oh shit, I think I should close my window. I'm going to close my window. Unfortunately, it's currently only available to Android users, but it will be coming to every other platform shortly. But basically, what Rewarded View is, it's a platform, an app where you go watch videos and get paid. It's very, very simple. Free to sign up, but if you wish to, you know, earn more, you could always upgrade, but that's not needed. Just sign up for free and watch videos until your heart is free. You can spend hours on TikTok, so why not just dedicate 30 minutes? Just 30 minutes from your day to that, and you'll be able to feed yourself for the week. But yeah, I'll leave the link in the description below for you to download it. This video is also sponsored by Tekinobu. Tekinobu is everything and anything you want it to be, from production to publishing to software development, which is what I'm advertising today. If you are in search of someone to develop an amazing app, tech consultation, tutorials, or a website, Tekinobu is your go-to source. I would leave that link in the description below. And without further ado, let's get into our amazing movie of the day. Like I said, the movie is called Damsel. It's a very short movie. I mean, I think how many hours? It was more than an hour, probably 2 hours. But all in all, it was a very, very short movie, because not much happened. It's like your it's like it's not it's a very straightforward movie. It was very interesting. I enjoyed watching it. Millie is a very good actress. There was this other black woman, I keep forgetting where she's from. Oh yeah, Black Panther. The cast, at least from the main characters, because there weren't really much of the main characters. So I'm just going to brief you through the movie as best as I can. The movie starts off in like it's based in the olden days, Game of Thrones era. We are in one of the Iceland's area. I can't remember what their town or their community was called, but they are poor in the middle of nowhere. We're introduced to Elodie. She's the main character, acted by Millie. Her younger sister, I think Floria was her name. their dad and her stepmother, that is this woman, the black woman from Game of Thrones, from Black Panther. So the scene just starts with them. Their dad is the lord of the town, the city, the community. But like I said, they are suffering. I think they were about to voyage away from there or something of that manner when a strange visitor comes by. They are in the middle of nowhere, so visitors aren't really something that they come across a lot. But this woman comes to visit. She's dressed in red, like some type of culty shit. And she makes a proposal to the dad, offers him a letter. He reads it, and apparently that is like the solution to all their problem. Once the woman leaves, that's when all of them come together and talk. Now, as this part of the movie was starting, I was looking at the stepmom as your typical Disney stepmom, cruel, evil. So they asked for Elodie's hand in marriage, and in return they were going to provide them with a huge amount of gold and treasures and everything in between. So obviously they'll take it. So initially she was like, she doesn't want to do this, but dad convinced her, you're doing this for your people, everything. Oh wow, Jiren, is it really heavy? Jiren had to wait for me to start recording.
Alright, so Elodie finally agrees that she's going to do this. They accept the proposal. So they're supposed to travel from their place and go over to where this red lady is from. Now, before, when the movie was starting initially, the first thing we see is this guy, the king, and some of his men, they are going to a place and they are as if they are like on defense or they were expecting something. So they'll have this formation, they all take, the king's in the middle. A dragon comes out and like burns everyone on the first line, and that's what we see. So as they are progressing, as they are moving, when they are going over to this new kingdom, the dad, the stepmom, Elodie and her younger sister, they're all living with a few of their people, and they see something that looks like a dragon. Now the place is foggy, so obviously it feels as if it's like an actual dragon. They had put a lamp in the dragon's mouth, so it's as if the dragon was about to breathe out fire on them. And they just kept going. They just kept moving closer to it. But eventually, once they reached, they found out that, okay, it was just a statue. So they reached the place. They stopped. They are taken to their rooms. Flora is so happy. She's living like a princess. They are just so excited to be here. Now, this part of just like the base introduction, family getting to meet family, the queen of this new place is being so friendly and all, saying like, okay, she can go just have fun. The children should give the parents space to talk. And that's when her and the king, Elodie's dad, let's call him the lord, leave and go for a talk. The wife's outside waiting for them, and once they finish from the talk, he comes out and his face is looking like down, worried, and she's like, did you blow it? I hope you did not say anything to like ruin our chances of being in this relationship, because these people that came to propose to the daughter, they're like very, very rich, working on gold type rich. So he says like he didn't blow it, but he's not giving her any more info. So the woman, when they started planning and arrange for the wedding, her stepmom decides to go and meet the queen and she's trying to mingle with the queen. And the queen's like, can I help you with something? And she's like, you know, we're going to be family soon, so I would like to get to know you. That then was just a total bitch. I was like, you need to know your place. Like, sure, that was like a rope tire or a rope maker or something. Know your place. We're not looking for more family. We just needed a bride, and this was out of necessity. Total bitch. That's when the queen, there was one midwife, actually fell in love with the stepmom. The stepmom now goes to meet Elodie and is like, I don't wear any clothes, but I don't think you should go ahead with this marriage. And Floria is just being a total bitch to her, like, fuck off, this, that, stuff like that. And Elodie just tell her, like, calm. But then dad comes, like, okay, you guys need to get some rest. Tomorrow is the big day. You need to be well rested. As he's leaving and as about to leave and passing the stepmom, she holds him as like, I hope you know what you're doing. Now, at this point, she doesn't really know anything. We don't know anything. All we know is that this family that she's about to marry into don't value her as much. And I don't know, I guess from all the other kingdoms, their kingdom was the kingdom that was willing to offer a bride, I guess. So, Elodie, before this though, Elodie and the prince were supposed to just go, and they are bonding. He's like, oh, he would love to travel. Hattie, she's like, I love to travel. Like, that is my goal. He's like, that is my goal. They are being so friendly. Like, it's actually very sweet. So you think, like, okay, it's giving off kind of like Bridgerton. Remember that scene when Queen Charlotte, when she was trying to run out, like jump over the fence, and the prince came and saw her. Remember that scene? It's giving off that type of vibe, kind of something like, okay, we know the wedding was arranged, but I'm seeing like soulmate energy over here. So the day of the wedding comes, she's putting on like this white and gold dress. She looks very cute. Dress is unnecessarily heavy, but I mean, that was their style back then. The whole wedding ceremony happens, you may kiss the bride, they're married, and now it's time for the main wedding ceremony. But at first, the family, everyone has to go. So it's just the prince and her, and I think the mom followed them. They just go on a boat and they're taken to like another side of the island, because everywhere of this island is just surrounded by mountains and water bodies. So they're taken to another side. Everyone here has a mask on their face, like all these, you know, if you go for this masked party, stuff like that. And anyone whose face isn't masked up is putting on like a red dress, kind of like the person who came to invite her and propose to her. So, okay, creepy much, but you know what? Let's not judge. Everyone with their tradition, I guess. So she and him are supposed to walk. So you have a bridge, it's like a very small bridge. You know when you have different planks joined together to make this walk through bridge? Then under it is like an endless pit. So they walk through the bridge and go over to the other side where there's like a stadium. That's when the mom is now like telling them the history that when they moved into here, was it like the dragons were here? They were had an attack. Then the king, as of that time, made an arrangement with the dragon. So they were forced to sacrifice their three daughters. And after a while, Nat decided to live peacefully. So every year during this period, because there were like so many rituals that she had been observing, like during this period, they are supposed to make like a peace offering of some sort to the dragon. So they first slice her palm, slice the guy's palm, and they like hold their hands. And she's like, okay, now you are royal blood. Next step, they give her this gold coin that has like dragon engraved in it, and they're like, she's supposed to throw it into the pit. Like, okay, now you're done. So walk through the bridge. So she's about to walk, and the prince like, no, I have to carry you. She's like, no, I don't mind, I can walk. But he finds out, he carries her. She's leaning on his shoulder, eyes closed, probably dreaming of the amazing life she has upcoming for her. He's working, he's working, he's working. He stops working. Her eyes are still closed. She's still smiling. He looks at her. I'm sorry. She opens her eyes, and in an instant, she just throws her into the pieces. Like, what the fuck? She's falling, she's falling, she's falling, she's falling. She lands on the ground. So she's like shouting, like, what the fuck? What is this? That's when she now stands up. She now starts observing her environment. That gown is not my gown. That shoe is not my shoe. I'm not the only one. Oh my god, I'm the sacrifice. Oh my god. She realizes it. And almost in an instant, the dragon is awaking. So the dragon is just like teasing her. You know, to her, like play with your meat and ask her, what's your name? She's hiding. She doesn't want to answer. What's your name? She finally says, Elodie. Dragon's like, Elodie. And my mom's like, Elodie, I don't know. What's her? The dragon is not like just ranting. The dragon is just talking and talking and talking and talking and just playing. And like that, after he's done like messing with her head, he now stops. She was hiding, so she stops. The dragon is a she. Stops, stands up straight. Her head's now above, like, doing something's coming out. She now looks her. Run. Elodie starts running. And she just starts like blowing fire her, but everything manages to fall through like just some of this like weird hole stuff. She hides. So throughout the whole period, like a large amount of the scene is just the dragon attacking her, her running, hiding. The dragon is like, okay, I lasted longer than the rest. But trust spirit, like at first, like me, I thought she was tripping, but like she starts, like, especially of this guy, I think the girl's name was Victoria. She starts having memories of all the other girls before her. especially of this V girl. So she'll be seeing her, girls guiding her, they were writing. Like there was this speech she fell into. On the wall, they had the whole map of the place. And now to that, like there was one circle that was the way out. So she's like, okay, that's what I'm going to do. She had gotten burned. She finds out that there's this like caterpillar stuff that heals burns, I guess. So she had a few of them, they glow, so she was using them as light. She finds another place that she's like heading towards that place, the circle that's the escape. She finds a place where she can get water. She's drinking. She's like, so the water is dripping from up. So she's standing and her eyes closed. I don't know if she closes her eyes a lot. Eyes closed, head up. The water is dripping into her mouth. Very tiny. I don't think that would satisfy me. That would agitate me. But the water is dripping. Next thing, the place starts turning orange. Her eyes are still closed. The water starts melting faster. Her eyes are still closed. But I guess she realized it. And just in time, she just jumps as the dragon blows fire at the place. But she's running, she's running, she's running, she's running, reaches the edge. That's when she reaches to the place that they say like is your escape out. So as she's there, she's now the she's just there, she's standing, she's looking. The place is like you have these gems. So she was climbing on the gems. The place is very beautiful. The cave is very, very beautiful. She climbs and she's about to jump and she just realizes that if she jumps, she's just going to jump to her death. It's at the top of the mountain, very close to the peak, and she's just going to fall flat onto the ground. So she sits, and I guess she's just realizing that what the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck. That's when she sees like some horse riding. So she's shouting, shouting, help me, help me. The dragon vexes, goes outside and like ducks and pushes her back. But then she now moves in, and she's just seated. First, she starts hearing her name. Elodin, 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 Elodin. At this point, I thought like the prince had gotten sense and prince was coming to save her. Because like I told you, they had chemistry. So we then see who is shouting her name. The dad. The dad came back. So apparently he was saying this as he was supposed to be like, I don't know, I'm happy he died. He was like, he thought he could, cause the queen, I guess, we don't know for a fact what the queen told him. But from the way he was saying that, he was like that, I thought I could just take the money and be at peace myself, but I couldn't. That's why he came back to see her. So I guess he knew what was going to happen. He knew she was going to die. So he came back to save her, came with a few of their guards, killed every single one of them. The tall guy too. But the rope was still dangling. So while she's hiding, she finds a way to hide, finds a way to talk to her dad. She now starts escape. So she hid. At this point, the dragon. Okay, no. While the dragon is like going through his whole face and everything, she climbs up the rope. She goes out. She's on a horse and she's trying to run, but she realizes the horse is not moving fast enough, and the dragon is like tailing her. So she comes off the horse and tells the horse to keep running. She hides, like between rocks. The dragon follows and burns it. Burns it. Sees the horse not the. She's not on the horse. So he starts burning the whole sky, burning the whole sky. The queen is vexing. She's like, I knew this Elodin girl was trouble. For some reason, the stepmom and the daughter, the younger sister, were still in their kingdom. So she goes, stabs the stepmom, yanks the daughter, does the whole, the second marriage, so like slices the daughter's hand and tells the son, I bring your hands. And he's like, no, she's just a kid. And mom was like, you have to do this for your kingdom. And he's like, I'm not gonna do it. She's just a kid. So the mom slices her own hand. Holds it with the girl and just throws her down. Elodin at this point is running back to the ship because her mom, the stepmom, and her sister are supposed to be for her ship. The stepmom is coming up and like they took Floria and she's like, are you okay? She's like, I'm going to manage, but just gotta get Floria that I think it's too late. And he's like, not if I can help it. So she runs back to that place. It's too late. They've already thrown her sister in. So she's now trying to find a way to go in without jumping because that jumping stuff, it's like a long fall. So she like drops down rope, she's climbing down. At this point, the dragon has already seen her sister. She decides unconscious. She's carried her and she's placed her like between her tails and just set like some type of bed. She's obsessed with Elodie. Like, I know your sister is going to come back for you. Now the dragon thinks like these people that she's killing are all royals. That's why they're doing that whole blood stuff. So that their blood royal blood, which is that really how it works? If I like slice my hand and like I hold hands and that person whose wrist is sliced. Is that how it works? But the Elodie finally is down. So she sets up like this hotel that is going to blow up and make the dragon think she's dead. Well, she goes and rescues her sister, but her sister, I think, broke her leg or something. So, and the dragon did not even waste time finding the place. So immediately she's coming back full force for them. So she tells her sister to hide. That's when we get like this whole mini fighting. Like she pokes one of the dragon's eyes, stabbed his throat, used her own fire to like burn her. But when dragon's now lying down and this like weakened, she's like, okay, now finishes. So she's not like, I know what happened. So the queen made it seem as if the dragon just attacked them unprovoked, so they now had to make a pact. But apparently the dragon had just given birth to 3 kids. They were just on their own. So the king, for some reason, decided to go there and attack all those kids, killing each and every one of them as they were just hatching. So the dragon came, dragon was vexed. That's when we now go back to that same episode, dragon burning everyone. But it now goes further and find out that the king is like, okay, spare me, I'll give you anything. So dragon asks for that. I want 3 of your kids. And I don't know the time period, because I don't think it's a yearly thing. But I think like it's, I don't know what time, but just three of your daughters. So he's like, no, ma'am. But obviously he's not going to give his own daughter. So what they will do is they'll go get 3 wives, then do this whole ceremony stuff and just dump the wife down. So Elodie was the first for this year or this century. So whilst all this is happening, another wedding is currently ongoing for the second person. So Elodie now finally like explains everything, like they tricked you, they tricked me. You have not been killing their people, you have been killing innocent people, which automatically makes you like them. So that's when the woman's like, the dragon's like, okay, then kill me. Like no, like so we don't see. Well, okay, we see her. You know those caterpillars? I said that he was burnt. She gets a few of them and puts them on the dragon. We don't really know what they talk about. That scene just cuts to the wedding scene. Now, in the wedding scene, Elodin comes out. The queen is still being cunty, and she's like, "Okay, so what you think? Because she managed to defeat the dragon, that he has to fall for something." Like the queen is just so power drunk. So she asks like, this girl, is she the second bride? So they're just chatting. That's when she asks the girl, take your family and run. Immediately the girl and her parents run away. She now looks and addresses the crowd. Anyone here who wants to have a chance of living, I advise you to run also. Few people leave. But so many pastors like, no. The queen is like trying to be like all savvy and stuff. I'm like, you know, I'm not afraid of you. So what, you managed to outsmart a dragon, you're still worthless or whatever. The prince now comes and like, I could not sleep. I was having sleepless nights. I was like, bruh. But after everything, the mom's like, don't explain yourself to her. You don't owe her any explanation. She just doesn't say anything. She just turns Elodin and is walking away. As she's walking away, the dragon just comes. That's when the queen's eyes now click. Dragon burns each and every one of them alive. And I guess happy ending. How the dragon starts voyaging together with a few of their people. And I think they took over this area. Their people relocated there. But yeah, it was happy ending. Like I said, the film like per hour was a bit long. But based on events and things that actually happened, it was a very, very short movie. It was just all these small things that were just extended. I'm not complaining. It was nice. Could it have been better? Anything in this world could have been better. It was a nice video. Truly enjoyed it. So if you want me to talk or watch any other movie, let me know in the comments. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. And if you would want to host your business for free without having to purchase a domain, pay for a website, then Tekinobun Showcase is the place for you to go. Link in the description. And I'll see you guys here whenever. I guess have a beautiful rest of your day. Bye guys.